Well, as everybody knows, the fair was canceled. And as soon as they canceled the fair, we decided as a committee that we were going to try to do something for the kids to keep the tradition of the auction going. So we come up with the virtual auction, just like their 4-H show is going to be. And Scott and his group has come in to help us put the auction on, and we're hoping it's a success, but we got a lot of work to do yet, of course.
Looking at the history of this event, it's been a good run, and you know, just a couple years ago celebrating the 25th year. So, you know, sustaining it and having to do something a little bit different this year, that kind of tells you how important this thing has been, I guess.
Yes, we wanted to keep the tradition going the best we can, you know. It's going to be interesting changing this format, going like we are, but we're hoping that the community will support us like they always have. We've always had excellent support. You know, we're going to have people taking bids for those that have trouble bidding online, and we're going to do our best to make this successful.
All right, so the way this works, juniorfairauctions.com is the site on July 22nd. Scott Campbell is here, so let's switch directions here and turn things over to you. How's this thing going to work?
So really, the software is pretty simple. I don't think anybody will have a whole lot of trouble with it once they kind of get on the format and play with it a little bit. I helped the Went Group out of Ohio with the Show Cattle Connection is how this all kind of came about. And this Junior Fair Auction site was started at the beginning of COVID for this very reason. For all the kids across the country whose livestock auction, county fair, 4-H show, and everything has been canceled. We're just trying to give them an outlet to be able to make their bonus money for their college fund, or like Mike said, for their continuing project. And we're really looking forward to working with everybody here in Mercer County.